Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Getting rid of disease is one of the greatest problems facing us today. If you look at some of the polls of what people are really concerned about, I mean the quality of life, how happy we are, how successful we are, and especially how healthy we are, how we feel. That's what's on people's minds. Every morning when you creak out of bed, it's what's on your mind. I mean, it's no wonder a man like J. Paul Getty once said he'd give all of his million just for a happy marriage, and other great multimillionaires and billionaires have said there's one thing you can't buy, and that's good health. Oh, you can buy the best doctors, sure, and you can buy the best food, I suppose. But apparently a lot of people don't know the principles of healthful living, the laws that underlie the way we ought to live, the way we ought to eat, the way even our minds ought to work, the amount of sleep we need, exercise, the entire principles that we ought to be taught as little children while we're busily breaking our health in that so-called 20-year syndrome the doctors refer to, called the 20-year abuse syndrome. Because, you see, doctors seem to know that our old human bodies are so strong, so resilient, so tough, that we can abuse them, degenerate them, kick them, mistreat them, cram into our mouths all sorts of dubious value areas of so-called foodstuffs. I don't know whether it's just pure chemicals. I mean, some of these cheeses, like these manufactured things, when you look at the label and see what's in there, I mean, unless you're a chemist anymore, you don't even know what in the world is inside that can or that plastic wrapper. But all the quick foods, the intemperance, the recklessness in the way we live, means that for about 20 years, most of us can get away with beating and afflicting and abusing our bodies, but then finally, it all begins to take its toll. So in our mid-40s and 50s, millions upon millions of hapless Americans are reduced to a very painful kind of an existence with every kind of shocking disease you can imagine. Shocking fact is, around 70% of the over $120 billion annual American health bill goes for drugs, doctors, hospitals, and only a miserly 3% for the prevention of disease. So we're treating the effect instead of the cause, obviously. Spending all those billions going to drugs and doctors to cut out or take away from us what we've done to ourselves, and only 3% of that amount of money to try to find out why we got in that condition in the first place. Many doctors voice concern that too many individuals have unrealistic expectations of what the medical system can do. One doctor said the public thinks we can fix anything now. We seem to have the belief that all we got to do is go out and live life, burning the candle at both ends, and violate every principle of healthful living, and give me a pill, fix me up, and don't ask me to change my lifestyle. Cut it out, throw it away, put it in a jar, and let me look at it, but let me keep doing what I've been doing that rotted the organ in the first place. Speaking, of course, of your liver, in case you want a transplant. I'll send you a full-color booklet free of charge on principles of healthful living that has to do with hidden, unseen laws that most people don't know a thing about that have to do with a guarantee of good health. Now, this is not connected with anything to do with pills, with food fadism. It's not going to sell you an exercise rope. It's not going to sell you a sauna belt. It has to do with principles of healthful living, of what you are, and of the kind of food you ought to be eating, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with vegetarianism. It doesn't tell you about any specialized diets or exercise programs. It is just common sense, basic, fundamental knowledge somebody should have taught all of us when we were about 5 or 6 years of age.